The Claire Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, if you have a few hours spare in your week, have you ever considered volunteering for a charity? Well, DJ Marty Guilfoyle is with me now because for the last 2 years, he's been volunteering for Childline. You're so very welcome to the programme.
Ciara, thanks so much for having me and giving this the airtime. Really appreciate it.
You saw a press release a couple of years ago and they were looking for volunteers. And I can imagine lots of people see that and think, I don't have the time. I couldn't possibly do that. I'm not emotionally strong enough. I wouldn't know what to say. You read it and thought, yeah,
I'll give it a go. Yeah, April 2024, I got a press release and the ISPCC and Childline, they were looking for volunteers to pop on in and do a four-hour shift every single week. And I read it, was going through a schedule change at the time, and I thought, I'll give this a go. What's the worst that could happen? So I actually replied to them because they were looking for people to kind of maybe put it on their radio shows or their social media as a bit of a call out to recruit volunteers. And I said, let's give it a go. So I got back in touch and said, hey, I'll absolutely share this online and I'll talk about it on my radio show. But I'd also love to do it as well. So training started then 4 weeks later and I've been with them since, yeah.
And in terms of that training, what do they teach you?
Well, everything. I'll never forget the training, Ciara. It was one of those kind of things where, you know, the Irish sunshine comes very rarely, but it happened to be there every single Saturday that we were in the Dunleary office in County Dublin. It was six Saturdays of in there at 9 o'clock, finish at 4 o'clock with some of the staff members. And they go through everything from, you know, dealing with different situations. So whatever the young person could be going through to, you know, making sure that they don't get attached to you as well. And the whole idea is kind of learning how to empower the young person to kind of make their own mind up. Like, we wouldn't offer them advice or anything like that. It'd be more so a listening service.
And that's what really struck me.
Yeah.
Because I think people would have assumed that you were there to listen and then to advise.
Yeah.
You're not.
No, we can't do that. You know, at the end of the day, we want the young person to kind of, you know, make up their own mind. And we're there for them. We're there for them 24/7. It's judgment free. It's completely confidential as well. So they know that when they contact us, that it's not going to go any further. It's not going to go anywhere else. And we're just there, you know, as an ear to be like, hey, look, you're not alone. We got you here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If you reach out to us, there'll be somebody there to take your call or answer your message.
I think people too would expect that every call to Childline is a crisis call.
Yeah.
But that hasn't been your experience.
No. And initially when I first signed up for it, I had the perception of everything that comes in is going to be doom and gloom. And it wasn't at all. We have some regular callers that call up literally just looking to have a chat. You know, they could be at a bus stop on their way to school and they just want to have a little bit of a vent. And it could be anything from, you know, they played a football game at the weekend to I was hanging out with the girls on Saturday and this kind of happened. But then obviously, you know, you do have the serious calls and text messages that come in as well. Yeah.
And for those children who are ringing up to have that rant, as you say, who've had, you know, a difficult conversation or lost a football match, do they not have an adult that they can speak to in their life?
We do clear that up with them. You know, we ask them about trusted adults in their life to see what they have going on, whether even if they have siblings or aunties or uncles they can talk to as well. And a lot of the time they do, you know, they're just really happy to reach out to us. They've rang the service once or twice and had a really positive experience, so they just continue to call back, you know. We get a lot of parents reaching out as well, asking us how their child can reach out and contact Childline too, you know. So there's a lot of situations where you'd have parents, they're aware of the fact that their kids are calling Childline and kind of venting to them too, which is kind of nice, you know.
And they're comfortable with that?
Yeah, absolutely.
It doesn't concern them?
The amount of times I've gotten a call from a parent and wondering what's the best way that their kid can reach out. And I said, well, the number that you just rang, or we have a web service as well on the ISPCC website. So, yeah.
And you mentioned there, Marty, that these are children who've been in touch in the past.
Yeah.
So do you have repeat callers?
We have.
How do you, I suppose, not build up a relationship
so
with these people?
We do treat every call as if it's fresh. We have to, you know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, it is a confidential service. So if someone calls up, you know, I wouldn't use the name Marty on the service either. So if somebody rings up, you know, you just treat it as it's fresh. And then they might tell you, kind of remind you of what they spoke about with you before. And you can be like, oh yeah, fair enough. You know, I get that. But we could never answer the phone or answer a message back. We're like, oh, great to have you, you know, I remember speaking to you on this date, whatever. No, it'd be a case of, you know, start everything from scratch, you know, everything is fresh, and then deal whatever they're going on with that day. Yeah.
How many of them WhatsApp you or message you as opposed to speaking?
The messaging service now has really overtaken the phone service. It's a lot easier for them, you know, and when you're making a call, if you're at home and you have something going on, you can imagine that it's easier to take out your phone and send a message than it would be to go up to your bedroom and make a phone call.
It's more discreet.
Way more discreet. Yeah. And I wouldn't want to suggest that they're being secretive about it, but yeah, it definitely is more discreet. And I do find as well, given the day and age that we're in with social media and stuff, I don't know about you, but I hate phone calls. If my phone rings,
talk for a living.
I know, but if my phone rings, I'm panicking. I'm like, I'm WhatsApping them back, being like, "Hey, can't take this call right now. Is everything okay?" And then usually they can put it in a message. So to me, I know having the messaging service for someone like me, that would be the one that I'd be going down for sure. You know,
is it hard not to give them advice?
Yes.
Yeah, because I think that would be your instinct.
Absolutely, especially when they contact you and they're telling you something you might have been through as a young person, or even funny. I remember one guy. One young person ringing up and they were talking about one of their favorite radio stations in Cork. In my head, I was like, oh my God, I work for them. But I can't say that. I can't talk to them about it, you know, the kind of way. Anything at all related to social media then as well, because I kind of do it for a living, you'd kind of want to be able to advise them and help them out on that, but you just can't, you know, it's not our place to do it. And we're just there to listen and kind of empower them to make their own mind up, you know.
Without identifying anyone, of course, what are young people talking about? Are the same themes coming up time and time again?
Social media is a really big one at the moment. You can imagine it's really, really tough. I find that like when I was a teenager in school, anything that was kind of going on in school, it stayed at school. And while that didn't make it okay, it meant that when you went home, you were kind of at your safe space. So you were with your family and your friends at home. Now it leaves the classroom, you know, the kind of way. If you leave school and you head home, social media is there. And the people that could be affecting you in the school could then reach you in the evening too through social media and stuff. So a lot of the stuff that comes in is social media related for sure, yeah.
And the anxiety that creates for them?
Yeah, big time, you know. I mean, they're seeing kind of like unrealistic body images online. Maybe if they're being bullied in school, the person who's bullying them can then continue to bully them after school as well. It's causing a lot for sure, yeah.
I know you generally do day shifts, right? I won't tell people the exact hours that you're on, but it's a 4-hour day shift. But you do the overnight calls.
Yeah, I've recently signed up to the sessional team, and you know, the odd time I cover overnights. And you know, this month, unfortunately, I've just been so busy at work, I haven't been able to do one. But that would be a 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. shift, where you're just there for anybody who needs you throughout the night. Yeah.
Are they more difficult? Are they different calls?
Yeah, you can imagine nighttime. You're at home, you know, your thoughts are probably a little bit louder and whatever is going on. I think it does kind of affect us, even as adults. You know, I find that when we're going through something, it's a lot louder when it's nighttime, you know, so they would be, you know, more difficult to deal with for sure, yeah.
Have there been moments from those calls that have stayed with you, Marty, that are difficult for you to process?
Yeah. I'd be lying if I said there wasn't. The ones that really get me is when you're like, you're really helping out somebody and they're getting somewhere and then the phone just hangs up and they're gone, you know, or you're messaging somebody and, you know, you're really getting somewhere with a young person and you feel like, okay, they're coming around here. And then all of a sudden the chat ends and you'll never know, you know, the kind of way, because obviously because it's confidential, we don't get any identifiable information from them. But when they go, you're kind of sitting thinking, oh no, I hope they're okay. You know what I mean? So there are a couple of times when that's happened. There's a couple of times it's happened. And then one of the other volunteers had received a message or a call from that person that had spoken about the following day. So it's kind of like, oh, it's great. They're doing okay. You know what I mean? But you wouldn't be human if you said it didn't, you know?
Do they work with the volunteers to help you to deal with those more difficult phone calls, to process those calls? Yeah,
they are absolutely incredible. They really, really are. There could be times that you're on a call and you could have your line manager listening to the call as it's happening and kind of be messaging you to kind of help you out if you're really, really stuck. And likewise with the chats, you know, you could have a manager on call as well who, if you're struggling with a chat and you really need to deal with it, you need someone that's like, you know, a bit more experienced, a bit more to your senior, they're always there to help. And then they're always there to listen as well after a call. You know, if you're feeling deflated after something that might have happened, someone is always there to listen to you, yeah.
Are there moments where you really wonder about the child themselves, the safety and well-being of the child? And is there a real line between protecting confidentiality and ensuring that you respect safeguarding for these kids?
So we always tell the young person that if they reveal identifiable information, we can then go and, you know, do something about it, obviously. So we tell them that first, you know, if you give us any identifiable information like an address or your second name, if something's going on, then we can obviously do something about it. But there are times, and you know, at the end of the day, the young person's safety is our priority no matter what. And if they reach out, we can ask them, look, would you like us to do something here? And if you would, we can do that. Absolutely no problem. Nine times out of 10, you'd find out that the child actually doesn't, that they really just want someone to listen to. But the option is there for them for sure. If we feel that they're not in a safe space and they want us to help them, then once they give us the identifiable information, we can do that. Yeah.
Has 2 years of volunteering, Marty, changed the way you look young people? Has it?
Oh, you couldn't pay me enough to go back to be a teenager these days. You know, I really think that they deserve way more credit for how tough they have it at the moment with social media and stuff. And I really think it's a tough time to be a young person at the moment. So that's why I'm constantly saying, you know, with the Woody's Hero campaign, and people can donate, like, you know, whatever they can to one of the four charities, Childline included, on the till. Every cent makes such a difference. It really, really does. Because there's so many volunteers going in there, and they're just giving their time of day to help out these young people. And the charity, they help so many young people out every single year, that every single euro counts. It really, really does. Like, they rely on the funding so much to stay going and keep up and running.
Well, you're a wonderful advocate for them, Marty. Thank you so much for coming in and talking
to us.
Thank
you so much for giving us the airtime, yeah.
Volunteering. You can make a donation at the till in any of the Woody stores nationwide, or donate online via the campaign I Donate page. And there's more information, I'm sure, on volunteering on the ISPCC website. And just to give you that Childline number, if you would like to contact them, you can call 1800 66 6666. Marty, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.